Once there was a little gull called Roger, and he lived in a nest on the roof of a tenement house nestled up against a chimney. The nest wasn't up to much, just a few sticks, but that was all he knew, and he was quite happy with it too. His mother was very good to him. She would bring him food every day. One day it might be a piece of chocolate, and the next day, oh, it might be something yummy, like a tiny piece of burger. Some days his mother had to bring him a worm. Now, worms were tricky because they were still alive and very wriggly, and they would often fall out from his beak onto the roof and get muddled up with his sticks in the nest. And old Mehdi was tricky trying to pick them out. But they were quite tasty. And so his feathers started to come in. At first he was very, very fluffy. But gradually, brown and white sleek feathers covered his whole body. And he got bigger and his legs got longer and thicker. And one day his mother said, "Right, Roger, you're getting too big for the nest. You're going to have to go down to the ground." "Oh, Mummy, it's a long way." "Aye, you'll manage. You just put out your wings and you can glide down to the ground." "Oh, all right." So he put out his wings and sure enough, a little breeze lifted him up. And, "Mom, I'm going down, I'm going down, I'm going down." Well, he kind of landed on his backside, but he was all right, picked himself up. And there was Mother right beside him. "Well done, Roger, you did fine." "Oh, thanks, Mum." "Oh, Mum, is there anything to eat? I'm really hungry." Well, Mum rifled around in the grass, and there she found a wee bit of biscuit. "There you go, Roger." "Oh, thanks, Mum." Well, the next few days, there seemed to be nothing lying around. "Oh, I'll just have to get you a worm." Pitter patter pit, go Michael's feet. "Mummy, please give me something to eat. Oh, here's a little worm to fill your tum. Yum, yum, yummy, yum, 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 yum." "Thanks, Mum, but was there another one? It was awfully little and I'm getting such a big boy again." "Oh, all right," said Mum. So she started pitter-pattering with her feet, and as she did, the ground started to produce more worms. Pitter-patter-pit, go Michael's feet. "Mummy, please give me something to eat. Oh, here's a little worm to fill your tum. Yum, yum, yummy, yum, 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 yum." Well, Roger gulped them down. He followed his mum everywhere, crying and crying for food. And oh, Mehdi, did she get fed up. But he was her child, and she fed him anything that she could, often not feeding herself. Well, the months passed, and Mum turned round and she says, "Right, Roger, I'm going to fly off for a while. You see if you can't feed yourself." "How? Mummy, I don't know how." "Well, you're going to have to learn," she said. And with that, she opened her wings and up into the air she went. "Mum! Mum, come back!" But she didn't listen. And although he cried, she did not come back. "Mum!" He cried, "Mum!" But he just sat there, looking around. Well, it was a windy day and the rain started to fall. And oh, Roger shivered. It was getting cold now. Oh, his feathers were getting wet. It was all right for the birds in the trees. They could shelter under the leaves, but his webbed feet couldn't sit in a branch. He was stuck out here in the rain. "Mum!" Mother never appeared. Well, the wind started getting stronger, and it buffeted him and pushed him, and he opened his wings a little to try and balance himself, and whee! Up he went into the air. He was getting a much better flyer, but oh, this wind was really strong. In fact, he couldn't control it, and away he went over the houses. Help! Help! He cried. Where am I going? Well, that wind seemed to have a mind of its own, and it blew him and blew him over other houses and trees, places he'd never seen before. And then, to his horror, he saw something huge below him that he'd never, ever known existed. And it went on and on and on, and as far as his eyes could see, it was silver and shiny. And before he got to it, there was this mud that looked like yellow, although he didn't know that was the colour. But there, on that yellow mud, he saw gulls. Yes, Roger said, it's gulls. Oh, oh, oh. And he bent his wings down and he came out of the wind and whee, glided down. Oh, and almost bumped into some of the gulls. Hey, watch it, said one. Oh, sorry, sorry, said Roger. Well, that's all right. You're new here, are you? Aye, I am. What's your name? I'm Susan. Oh, I'm Roger. And what's this place? I've never seen anything like it. It's the sea, says Susan. What do you mean you've never seen anything like it? You're a gull, aren't you? I can, but I've never lived here. I've always lived beside houses. Huh? Houses, says Susan. I don't even know what that is. Well, this is where gulls usually are. Well, at least this is where I've always been. Well, said Roger, it's all new to me. Huh. I want my mummy, said Roger. I need her to find me something to eat. I'm really hungry. Your mummy? How old are you? I don't know. Well, you look old enough to feed yourself. When I was old enough to feed myself, I just got on with it. My mum showed me what to do and I just got on with it. And with that, she plunged her beak into the edge of the sea. And she brought something out from underneath the water. And she gulped it down. What's that you're eating? Is it tasty? What do you mean, said Susan? Have you never seen a fish before? No. Will you just do this? And she delved her beak into the water again and brought out another wee silver wriggly thing and swallowed it down. Oh, do you think I'd be allowed to do that? Swim. For goodness sake, it's a free-for-all, go for it. Oh, fantastic, said Roger. Well, he went to the edge of the water and he looked down and right enough, there's all these wee wriggly things. And he put his beak in and oh, he just missed one. And, oh, yeah, oh, it was as wriggly as a worm. Oh, I swallowed it down. Well, that was interesting. And tried again and again. Oh, these were salty, but very tasty. Oh, that was fine, said Roger, turning to Susan. Oh, glad you liked it. That's what gulls usually eat, you know. Oh, not where I come from, said Roger. A bit of chocolate, maybe. What's that? Well, it's just stuff you find in the ground. Oh, right. Very good. Well, no, because it doesn't really fill your tummy. But these fish have. Oh, fine. Well, over the next days, Roger got better and better at catching fish. And, you know, he began to forget about where he'd come from because it was much more fun by the sea. And when the tide came in, when the sea came in, all the gulls would rise up into the air and off they would go flying out to sea. And he would land on the water, And oh, that was great fun as well. And then he would fly up into the air, and oh, it was so free and it was so clean and he was so happy. Well, some months passed and one day he said to Susan, "Susan, I just wondered if I might fly inland and see if I could find that place where I used to live. Do you fancy coming?" "Well," said Susan, "I've never seen, what did you call it, houses?" "Aye." "Well, I could come, I suppose." "Aye, come on then." So they both flew up into the air and made their way inland. And you know, it wasn't long before Roger began to smell the smells of where he was born. "Aye, it's this way," said Roger. "Aye, come on this way." And there they found the houses. "Aye, see, look, see that roof there? That's where my nest was." "Oh," says Susan. "And there's the other gulls. Oh, there's lots of gulls here. Aye, look at them all sitting around." "Aye, very good," says Susan. "Well, Roger, are you biding here or are you coming back to the sea?" "Well, it's not much fun picking out an empty paper bag or the odd apple core. Nah, I'm coming back to the sea." And so they wheeled round and flew right back to the sea. And from that day on, Roger never